One of the issues regarding higher education that is not talked about much is ensuring that professors are properly prepared to do their jobs. John Paul Petrosh is on his way to obtaining a PhD in political theory at UNC Chapel Hill, and he says that he's noticed several issues with both the culture of academia and the priorities of universities.
Ultimately, I'm supposed to write a dissertation, and hardly anyone's going to read that. And the people who read it are going to be fellow academics. And then, as a professor, the main thing I need to do in the future is get stuff published in academic journals. And the people who are going to, you know, writing for those journals, reading them, are all academics, right? So there is, to me, this challenge of eventually you feel like you're just dialoguing with fellow academics.
Petrosh says that he thinks a big issue is that many academics become so specialized in their fields that they don't consider how their work contributes to society. While he says that part of this is inevitable due to how the process of getting a PhD works, he says he wishes that more candidates would pay attention to real-world issues, and that's something that he strives towards.
I think, you know, for me, one thing was finding issues that are germane to political theory, but that are also real issues that normal people care about. When it came to finding a kind of issue to write about for my dissertation, ultimately that's what I was looking for. I was looking for a real world issue that real people are affected by and that they care about.
Petrosh doesn't feel that cutting teacher tenure, which has been cited by some as a reason for why higher education costs so much, is the right way to cut out unnecessary research and spending, simply because he thinks that most who get tenure fully deserve it. However, he does say that he would want to shift back to an emphasis on teaching students as being the main function of academics.
I feel like right now it's very much weighted toward research. The prestige as an academic comes mostly from your research, not so much from your teaching. And I would like to see universities placing more emphasis on teaching at the undergraduate level, graduate level, and even, you know, personally, I like the idea of being able to get tenure even if you're mostly just teaching at the academic level.
Petrosh says that he thinks that the lack of emphasis on teaching undergrads is affecting the undergraduate experience. He says from his perspective, many times there are simple fixes and changes in attitude that can make the undergraduate experience more enjoyable and more meaningful.
I've noticed that students appreciate when the class is organized, and not all undergrad classes are well organized and causes a lot of pain. I think another thing is teaching the content in a way that is kind of accessible and relevant for undergrads. This actually takes a lot of work, you know. So I teach modern political thought. For me, this is what I spend all my time doing, is reading political theory texts and interpreting them. But, you know, for undergrads who come to my class, they aren't used to these texts, they aren't used to thinking in this way. So I think that as an instructor, you have to work on making it accessible.
He also says that it's important to present issues to students in a way that forces them to think about them in a real-world context, and to consider other alternative ways of thinking beyond their own biases. Petrosh is a proponent of a more interdisciplinary approach to higher education, both because the modern world requires it, and because he thinks it can help people solve problems in other areas outside their own particular field of expertise.
The fact is, as humans, we are not compartmentalized like academic departments. The world doesn't fit into these neat departments and compartments. I think it's important to be exposed to kind of interdisciplinary ways of thinking and to learn to see the kind of overlap between these disciplines.
Despite his enthusiasm for higher education, Petrosh does say that he feels that the growing emphasis on higher education as the only way to become socially and financially mobile in America is not a good attitude. Petrosh also emphasizes that PhD work is not for everyone, and that we have fallen into a trap of getting degrees just to have them, without considering the actual financial costs of higher education. That being said, Petrosh does say that if you can afford college and want to go, the experience can be quite rewarding. Will Arrington, 97.9 The Hill.